welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you that you've chosen to make time in your schedule to spend these next few minutes with me. If you're a new listener, we welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that the Lord, the Spirit of God, will bless you in a very deep way and that you will have strength and courage to continue on in your journey. Well, as I was waiting before the Lord to share the message that I'll be sharing with you this week, I've entitled it, At a Crossroads. Have you ever been hiking in the wilderness or in the country and you've come to a place where you could go different directions and you have to make a decision? You could go to the left, you could go to the right, you could go straight ahead, depending on the layout of the land, and that decision is yours to make. And even in our spiritual life, there are times that we face a crossroads. And the direction that we take depends upon our response to the leading of the Lord as well as the Word of God. We're going to be talking about faith and unbelief. And the reason I'm sharing this message is I feel there are many of you that in a spiritual way, and perhaps even practically, you are at a crossroads. You are either going to take one direction or you're going to take another. And so my heart's cry, we'll pray before we get into the Word, is that you will choose the path the Lord has for you and you will respond in a place of faith and courage going forth to do the things that you've called us to do. We're going to be talking about faith and unbelief, and we're going to be looking at examples in the Word of God and the reason God has given us the Word of God so we can see how to learn the lessons that they learned, the lessons, the challenges that they faced, and how they responded. Now, we all, as we read the Word of God and the tremendous exploits that were done by the great heroes of faith, remember Hebrews, you know, all the things that were done, the mouth of lions were shut. We tend to think of them as kind of superheroes walking really close to God. But the Word of God says that Elijah was a man of like passions as we. In other words, all the great heroes of the Bible were very much emotionally, mentally, spiritually as we are. Remember Moses? He was out minding his own business, taking care of the sheep, and all of a sudden he sees this really strange sight. A bush is burning, but it's not consumed. And I trust you know the rest of the story. How many times God encouraged him to go forth because he had chosen him to lead his people out of slavery, out of Egyptian bondage. And he basically refuses. Is like, who am I, Lord? No, I think you could send someone else better equipped. You know, I'm slow of speech. At one point it says earlier in the text that he was well brought up. He was skilled in speech and in action. He was trained in Pharaoh's household. But nonetheless, he tries to get out of it because it's a terribly intimidating thing. And I was just reading the book of Joshua. Now, think about it. Let's put our imagination to work, godly imagination. All right, Joshua was the servant of Moses. He saw all the mighty acts of the Lord. But it came to a time when Moses died, Joshua chapter 1, the Lord speaks to Joshua and said, "My servant Moses is dead. You arise, go over this Jordan, all this people, and I will give them this land that he promised Abraham." Remember, that was like 400 years before, and approximately, and I will be with you as I was with Moses. Do you realize how many times, first of all, imagine trying to fill the footsteps of Moses? And he gives great encouragement. Three times he says to be strong and of good courage. Why would he do that? Don't you suppose? Don't you suppose Joshua might have been a little intimidated? He says, verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land. It's already done. At verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Don't turn to the right, to the left, that you can prosper whatever you do. And then verse 9, have I not commanded thee? He's telling what he needs to do. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So, beloved, now, there may be some, I do this, a disclaimer, there may be some of you that are just strong in faith and nothing's going to discourage you. Well, if that's the case, then please pray for the people of God that aren't in that same place of spiritual victory. Beloved, it is a process. Even the great saints of God were fearful. Obviously, they had to be contending with fear. Don't you, even Jesus, he did not want to have to go to the cross. He said, Lord, I know we had this agreement, but is there some other way? All things are possible with you. Is there some other way we could do this? Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. As a man, he must have shrunk from the agony, from the ridicule, from the shame, all the things that were going to be required of him to be our perfect substitute and sacrifice. And so, beloved, I share this message with a great deal of compassion and love for the people of God. And the thing is, that love is what the love that God has given us, because he understands and he knows. The word tells us very clearly in the New Testament that we have a choice. We can either walk in the Spirit, or we walk according to the flesh. And the Bible states that the carnal mind, the fleshly mind, is enmity against God. That's pretty strong. It says in another place, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so, beloved, that's why the word encourages us that our minds are to be transformed. We're to be changed, transformed by the renewing of our mind, so that we can have the mind of Christ. And until that happens, and it's a process, beloved, no one is instantly mature or full of faith overnight. It is a process. And going, you know, shall I turn back to Joshua? It wasn't till, you know, they sent spies over to check out Jericho. And then in the third chapter, he's telling them to go. It's like another Red Sea experience. Okay, the priests are going to carry the ark, and when they put their feet in the water, this is Jordan at flood stage, okay, then the waters will part just like the Red Sea, and the people will go over on dry ground. Hallelujah. And what is the passage I'm looking for? He begins to magnify the position of, well, I can't find it right now, but basically, when he demonstrated the power of God through the words that Joshua spoke, he then was sort of established in the eyes of the people as being well fit, well able to carry on the task that had been committed to him, to take successfully the people of God. This was a sign and a wonder. And so this was, God was preparing him, and he honored him by the obedience that Joshua demonstrated. And so, beloved, we will see the might. I've been preaching about, where are the signs, the miracles? When can we begin to see the power of God, beloved? I don't think the process is any different for us than it was for the heroes of old. Those in the New Testament, the things, the signs and wonders they did, they moved out in faith. They didn't shrink back in unbelief. And God's merciful. He knows that there's times that we're very afraid, but God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. You know, I said I was going to pray, and here we are almost through the first broadcast. So, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask, you see our spiritual condition. You see, Lord, the crossroads that some are at right now, those that need to make a very practical decision. But Lord, every decision we make must be based on the leading of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of God, so that we will make right decisions that are in perfect harmony with your will for our life. And so, Father, I pray for unbelief. I pray for any spirit of confusion and doubt. And Father, I thank you that you will lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. Lord, the enemy of our soul constantly wants us to turn to the left, to the right, to turn aside. But Father, right now, everyone that's listening and agreeing with me right now, we thank you that you are leading us in a straight path. You will perfect that which concerns us. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, I release the victory. I release the faith of God to make the right choice. And I rebuke every spirit of fear, of a feeling of inadequacy, of inability. And Lord, you said in your word, the righteous shall be bold as lion. And I release that in the spirit, in Jesus' name. Praise God. So, what I would like to do as a text is to go to the book of Numbers, the 13th chapter. And this is a situation historically in the lives of the children of Israel where the Lord spoke to Moses and he said, "Send men to search the land of Canaan, and which I will give to the children of Israel. Of every tribe their fathers shall you send a man," in other words, one from all the 12 tribes, "and that they were to go forth and search out the land." And they did that for 40 days. Well, tomorrow, let's see what happens. And just in case you're not familiar with the story, I thank you for joining me. And I do invite you to write, "There's power in agreement. Beloved, we can't stand alone. Sometimes there may be things that you can't share with anyone. But this is a sacred trust, this ministry God has given since 1965 with Brother Glass and now myself, that to support God's people in prayer. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I do love you, my UCM partners, my radio family. Even if you've never written, I pray for you daily. And it's my heart's desire that you have God's very best in your life. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.